The story of Christmas couldn't be told without angels. Those mysterious celestial creatures, often depicted with wings and halos. Those guardian spirits who act as intermediaries between heaven and earth. In the Bible, 9 different angels are mentioned, with names like Raphael, who provides God's healing, Michael, who performs acts of justice, and perhaps most important of all, Gabriel, who delivers God's messages. Those messages were foretold by the prophets centuries ago and came to pass on one amazing night.
Father's love.
God's most important message was delivered by the angel Gabriel to a young girl named Mary, who was betrothed to a man named Joseph. Gabriel said to Mary, "Rejoice, for you have found God's favor, and you have been chosen to bear God's son, and the Lord is with you."
Has drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored Mary. Gloria,
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
For now, O blessed mother, all generations praise continually. Your son shall be Emmanuel, thy seers foretold, most highly favored Mary.
Yes, an angel broke that incredible news to Mary. An angel gave Jesus his very name. And an angel told Joseph to take Mary as his wife. Then, on that night of nights, an angel brought the news to the shepherds, saying, "Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy. Today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
Thank you.
When the angels had left, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Shepherds watching o'er the sheep by night, witnessed an extraordinary sight. Angels from the realms of glory shared a most amazing story. Hurry, shepherd, run to Bethlehem. Stars proclaim the holy birth. Angels sing the news of peace on earth. Peace and hope and joy he's bringing. Hear the heavenly voices singing. Hurry, shepherd, run to Bethlehem. Run to Bethlehem.
God sent angels to spread the news of Christ's birth, and God promises to continue sending angels to care for his children, just the way they watched over that child on that first Christmas. The psalmist writes, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways."
Watching over me, my Lord, safe inside your manger bed. Angels watching over me.
how thrilling it must have been to hear the sound of an angel's voice. Isaiah tells us that their voices made doors and thresholds tremble. Luke tells us that their voices were glorious and filled the heavens on that first Christmas night, a scene permanently impressed upon our hearts by the hymn writer's words. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Shepherds down to Bethlehem. Gone and he left the manger there at worship him. Gonna shout hallelujah, cause the King is born. Gonna sing with the angels on that Christmas morn.
Angels came on that first Christmas to spread the news of God's love and grace. As we remember and celebrate, let us carry the messages of the angels in our hearts throughout the year. The writer in the book of Hebrews implores us to not neglect to show hospitality to others. By doing this, some have entertained angels unawares. Hark! The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.